Welcome back to another episode of Teachable Life Moments with Keeler Bryson. Well, folks, welcome back from the weekend. I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful time of rest, relaxation, and hopefully some fun. Well, let's get to it. Today, I want to talk to you about guarding your VIP section. You know, not everyone in the front row of our lives is a fan. Let me repeat that. Not everyone in the front row of our lives is a fan. And because that is a possibility, it becomes very, very necessary for us to guard our VIP section. Now, when you think about a VIP section, a lot of times the first things that comes to mind is like the VIP section at like a hot nightclub, you know, one of these most popular nightclubs that people are lining up around the block to try to get into. Or the VIP section is maybe some exclusive restaurant that's known for its fine dining and, you know, delicious foods. And usually VIP is something that is, everyone is trying to get into the VIP section. It's something that is highly coveted because of the privileges and the benefits that come along with being VIP, right? A very important person. Access to the VIP section when it comes to our lives, it isn't always, it's not a right. It's a privilege, and we need to be clear about that, because there are folks who feel like access to our lives is a right. No, it's not always a right. It's a privilege to have access to folks, because we've got to remember that not everyone deserves access to our lives, right? And how do you know if you have a person who needs to be removed from the VIP section of your life? First of all, this person makes you feel miserable. This person is always criticizing you. This person is always gossiping about you. This person tends to cause you to get angry. They make you feel sad. Or you may notice that they start to take advantage of you or try to take advantage of your success. You know, you're elevated to more and more success, and then that person is trying to tap into your success in some kind of way. Basically, a person that does not need to be in the VIP section of your life are people who bring out these negative emotions in you. And if they consistently do this, then you need to get them out of the VIP section of your life. You know, when we allow the wrong people to get full access to the innermost parts of our lives, that is one of the cruelest things that we can do to ourselves. And I have seen it over and over and over and over again, where a person begins to, you know, have a little bit of success or even great success, and they try to keep the same people around. And that, you know, having that mindset and doing that always comes back to bite them in the hindy part, right? Because not everybody deserves to be in the VIP. Everybody can't even handle what it takes to be VIP quality. And so if we don't learn how to remove people out of the VIP section of our lives on the ground level, then it's going to create some problems for us once God begins to elevate us up to a higher level. If we cannot do this, then this is a predictable recipe for emotional pain. You know, these people will come back and they will sabotage your life. They will try to sabotage your success. They will try to embarrass you. They're always criticizing you. No matter what you do, they go straight for the criticism. They can never just go to the point of what you've done great. They can never go and point out the good that you're doing or the wonderful job that you did. They always come with you with criticism. And if you have people around you who are consistently doing this, then you need to move them from the VIP section of your life. So the other day I was talking to one of my daughters, and well, both of them are really, really big fans of Selena. And they love watching the movies over and over and over and over. And I haven't had a chance to watch it, but listening to them and from what I've heard them say about the movie, Selena had this young lady that was close to her, and this young lady ended up murdering Selena. Now, this was a person that Selena loved. They had a close working relationship, but there were some issues there with this young lady. And Selena found it hard. It was a struggle for her to remove this young lady. From what I have heard from my daughters, this young lady shouldn't have been in the VIP section of Selena's life. In fact, this young lady murdered, you know, like I said, murdered Selena, and she's currently serving in prison time. All because I believe maybe Selena had a hard time moving her out of the VIP section, because usually these people, they don't deserve to be there, and they make it obvious. They make it known that they don't deserve to be in the VIP section of our lives. And not only do we see it, but those around us, they see that this person doesn't deserve to be in the VIP section. And a lot of times those that are watching what is happening, they're wondering why. You know, why is Selena not doing something about that? Or why isn't Keeler doing something about that? Why does Keeler keep allowing this person to be in her life or to hang around? You know, sometimes because it's hard in some cases, you know, a lot of times when you have history with that person, you know, especially if it's like a person you've known your entire life. Or it could be a longtime significant other. It could be even a family member or what have you. When it's situations like that, it tends to be a harder struggle for people to remove those individuals from the VIP section. But you know, if we do not learn how and begin to practice it and begin to execute it, then those people will begin to create havoc in our lives. And a lot of times, you know, we will be challenged. They will challenge us to make a decision at some point, because if we don't remove them, it could impact business deals. People won't want to do business with us. You could lose contracts for, you know, as a result of these individuals. Because they may be secretly sabotaging you. They may be doing things that go against what you're trying to do. And so therefore, we have got to identify, recognize that spirit on that person when we see it, and begin to draft up, you know, their exit plan, so to speak. Because I'm just going to be honest. This person will be a thorn in your side if you do not learn how to get them out ASAP, because if they have been consistently, you know, exemplifying behavior that is negative and that is critical, then they are proving to you that they are not ready for, you know, your VIP section and all the next level activity that comes with that. You know, there are a lot of people who are stuck at the level that they currently are stuck at, because they have not evicted these people out of the VIP section. And it's like God is just waiting and wondering, what else do they have to do? What other horrible thing do they have to do to you before you realize they need to be evicted out of the VIP section? These people are affecting your growth. These people are affecting your success. They are affecting the level of blessings that you could be receiving. But because they're in your life and you struggle with removing them, then you are somewhat at a, you know, we could put ourselves at a standstill. And so if we want to move forward, if we want to go to that next level, if we want to free up what it is that God is trying to get to us, we have got to get these people out of our VIP section. And we've got to get the real people that truly care about us. We need to get these people in the VIP section. So who is in your VIP section currently? Who is your VIP section for? Who should it be for? So The people that should be in our VIP section are the people who bring out the best in us, the people who fully appreciate us. They appreciate even the flaws, even the not so good parts about us. They appreciate those. They're the people that's not trying to make us and demand that we conform to what they feel we should conform to. These are the people who make our lives better because their presence is in it. These are people, they are true fans. And true fans are the only people who deserve the privilege of being the very important person in our lives. A true fan or a true VIP in our lives are people. They're the first ones to help us when we fall down. They encourage our hopes, our dreams, instead of stomping on them. Because, there's some real haters out here that'll stomp on your dream and have you, sitting over in the corner down every dream that God has ever given you. These are people who stick around when everyone else is bailing out on you. They build you up instead of tearing you down. They treat you with dignity and respect at all times. They offer a listening ear and a shoulder to cry on when you need it. And then they just flat out love you unconditionally. Now, they also are people that'll tell you the truth, but they will tell you the truth in a way that's loving, not in a way where they're trying to be vindictive or something, trying to be critical at the same time and belittle you. We have to learn the difference. Now, we must take responsibility for guarding our VIP section seriously. And I'm like, God, why? Why is this a big deal with you? And the answer is because we can never fully operate at the level that God has in mind for us if we cannot say no to people who don't belong there. And if you struggle with that, then this is a topic that you really need to get before God about and seek his strength and his wisdom on how to strategically begin to look around at who's in your VIP section. Who is there and should be there? And then look at who is there and they should not be there. Even when you see them, when you hear their name, something in your stomach begins to knot up and to churn and to, you feel just resistance, like I don't want to deal with them. If you are feeling like that when you think of certain folks that are currently in your VIP section or you hear their names, then more than likely these are people that need to be removed. Because they're not going to be any help to you. They're going to be just a handful and just a bunch of problems. So once you find out who is in your VIP section, then these are the people that you need to focus your energy on. These are the people who should be getting your energy, your time, your presence, your love. These are the people because they are doing the same for you and toward you. And we've got to remember that if we struggle and we don't make the necessary steps to guard our VIP section, then, God forbid, we don't want a situation to happen like it happened with Selena, but there are some wisdoms to be extracted from that story. And one of the wisdoms that stand out to me is, guarding your VIP section to your life, because everyone in the front row of your life is not a fan. And you've got to become sensitive in identifying who those individuals are so that you can begin to move, act accordingly and appropriately at the level of behavior they are demonstrating to you. All right. That's my time. And that's all that I have today. I hope something that I said was a blessing to you and gave you something to think about and just causing you to begin to make the changes that are necessary in your life to guard your VIP section and to strengthen and to clean out your VIP section if it needs to be cleaned out. All right. So like the podcast, share it, tell others about Teachable Life Moments with Keeler Bryson. And as always, if you have a topic that you would like for us to cover, then please don't hesitate to reach out to us and let us know, and we will be happy to address that topic. All right. So as always, have a wonderful week.